Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, VV Nation, welcome to our YouTube channel. My name is Glenn Tompkins, senior instructor here at VectorVest. And remember, the videos for this week are going to be all about more educating than anything else. We're not going to talk about any hot stock or anything like that, but you need to know these things in regards to making better decisions in the stocks that you buy and sell. This video is all about understanding greed and fear. They are two emotions that can overcome us in our investing in the market. As a matter of fact, in the chat down below, in the comments, let me know if you have succumbed to these two things, greed and fear. And I'm going to put down that I have as well. But as I get a better understanding of the type of investor I am, what I want to accomplish, and what time frame, I can now can keep these things under control. Now, sometimes greed is a good thing, especially if you're trying to make money in a stock, but don't always over greed. And greed is definitely one of the deadly seven sins in investing. And it can be a problem if you do not keep it under control. And you can go from a big winner to a small loser, or even to a big loser, if you don't learn to rein in your greed. All right, so let's get into my slide deck that I have for you today. Understanding greed and fear, and keeping in mind that they are both emotions, and we've got to keep our emotions in check. And actually, if I've got a system that takes the majority of the emotions out of the equation, that's where I want to be. That's what I want to do. So let's go start off with the definitions for both. The fear definition is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat, all right? And that's what it's all about. A pain to my portfolio because I'm fearful, or threat to my ability to make money in the market. It's dangerous, all right? Greed, on the other hand, the intense and selfish desire, key words there, selfish desire for something. I want to grow my portfolio, and I want to do it as fast as I possibly can, so that I can relax thereafter. But sometimes that greed can step in, you don't control it, and it will hurt you bad, especially with wealth, power, or food. Why food? Well, I like my food. All right, so could I have gotten a different definition? Absolutely, but I wanted this to really affect people how they really, 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 really are. All right, so now let's break these down. Fear of investing in the market, fear of making the right trade. Ooh, I know I'm hitting some of you in the head right now. Fear of losing money. Ooh, that's a big one right there. Fear of not sticking to my plan. How many of you trade outside of your trading plan and then it all goes kablooey? All right, the fear of not sticking to my plan. You can control that. The fear of not knowing what the trade will do. And none of us know altogether what the trade will do. We know what the trade should do. And if that doesn't happen, then what? And then the biggest part of it, and everybody knows this phrase, the fear of missing out, FOMO. And that's a big part of fear as well. Man, I missed out on that trade. And it went up and, oh man. And then the next time a trade like that happens, you jump on board without doing your homework, and you get caught out there, right? Let's talk about the greed, which again is one of the seven deadly investing sins. I want to make as much as possible. That's real, you know, that's real though. And that's what we all want to do. The trade not working, but it will. Ooh-wee. Can I get an amen on that right there? The trade not working well, but it will. That's greed. I want to look like a genius. You know, men, folks, you need to listen to this. Women make better investors than men. Why? Because we are born with egos. And we don't want anybody to tell us that we are wrong. Whereas a woman will say, man, this thing ain't working. We need to get rid of it. There's reasons why we get into a trade. And sometimes those reasons don't pan out. And we still don't want to get out of it because we feel that the reasons are still in play. I know more than that person. Ooh-wee, that's another whole ego thing. I know more than that person. And maybe you do. Maybe you do. And sometimes it does work out that way. But many times the work that we do to help you, to put you in the right situation, it pans out as well. They don't know what I know. And a lot of people invest on stocks because of news and what they think is going to happen with it. And sometimes when it doesn't pan out, let's talk about that real quick. Let's talk about crypto. Let's talk about the meme stocks. All right. So they don't know what I know. And I know that. Okay. And sometimes it works out. Most times it does not. And another part of greed. Well, I know it's a good stock, so I'm going to dollar cost average lower. It's one of the worst things you can do. It's called catching a falling knife. If the trade is not working for you right now from a greed factor, then turn around, wait for a better opportunity. You still may know what you know about that trade or about that stock or about that company. But if it's not working out right now, you know, sometimes there's a bad time to even be in a good stock. Everybody out there knows that I love Apple. I do. I think it's a great stock. But sometimes it's not the right time to be in that stock. That's where greed kicks in. Today, we're not going to do anything in the VectorVest system, but I'm going to show you an easy way to overcome these things. And I'm going to introduce a couple of other terms from an emotion standpoint that you need to have. You need to have patience. You need to have trust. You need to have trust in what you're using is working for you. You need to have patience. And sometimes just sitting back and doing nothing works out a lot better than being knee-jerk reactionary. I don't want you to be knee-jerk reactionary. I need you to stick to your plan and do what you need to do. So we have an indicator called the MTI, the market timing indicator. It's one of the proprietary VectorVest indicators that we have. It's only found right here in VectorVest. It's on a scale between 0 and 2, and it will let you know a few different things. 1, it will let you know when the market is starting to look for a bottom. 2, it will let you know when the market is looking for a top. 3, it will show you where you are in the emotional cycle in the market and help you to have a better understanding of what's going on and how to react to it. So when the MTI gets to a level of 0.60, whether it's in the US or the Canadian or any of the other countries that we track, that is a good time to know when the market is looking for a bottom. Looking for a bottom. What are we looking for, though? We're looking for first the blast off phase. So this is not a greed. This is not a fear. This is just knowledge at this point of knowing that the market is looking for a bottom. The market has now exploded off the bottom. And now we've get after the blast off phase, optimism. Boom, we get the rocking and rolling. Excitement, the market is moving. The thrill, the market is rocking and rolling all throughout this phase right here. Now comes in the greed slash fear mode. The greatest risk of loss is when that MTI on that scale between 0 and 2 gets to a level of 1.6, or in the Canadian market, right about 1.3. And when that happens, that is the greatest risk of loss because now the market is looking for a top. What does that mean? The market is getting to a level where it's going to plateau before it starts to fall. And this is where that greed kicks in. Well, I know the market's going up. This stock is rocking. I'm making buku dollars. I'm not getting out of the stock yet. Understand this. What goes up must come down. Nothing goes up forever, just like nothing goes down forever. So using this from a patient standpoint of knowing the MTI is getting out of risk, a level of a high risk on those trades that you're in, you start tightening the stops. Doesn't mean to pull the trigger and get out of the stocks. It means this is a great opportunity to tighten your stops, still capture as much profit as possible. Now as the market starts coming off this level of the high of 1.6, now we get into anxiety, we get into panic, we get into despair, and all of this comes in to the point of what do I do? As you start tightening your stops right here, as the market continues to fall, these stocks will automatically start capturing profits or mitigating losses. So we don't have to go through anxiety. The rest of the market is. But as a VectorVest subscriber utilizing this indicator, we're not going through the anxiety. We're not going through the panic. We're not going through the despair, because these are all stressful things. That's another emotion. We don't want you to be stressful, and we don't want you to just turn around at the drop of a dime and just turn around and go, I'm going to get out of these stocks. Have the patience to manage the trades. And then we get to a point of 0.60 where the market is starting to look for a bottom. Again, starting to look for a bottom. What am I looking for at this time? I'm looking for my market timing to kick in and tell me we're at that level. At this point in time, you shouldn't still be trading stocks to the upside. As you start to see the MTI start to fall, as you start to close out on your stocks because you've tightened the stops, this is now the time to start putting your emphasis, your energy on the other side of the market, looking at contra ETFs, buying puts, selling covered calls, selling stocks short. Folks, you can make money as the market is falling. All the way down to where everybody else is going through anxiety, panic, and despair, you're making money. It takes the stress of investing out of the market. This MTI is a brilliant way for you to maximize your gains. Rational investors at these lows confidently go bottom fishing and look for attractive buying opportunities when the market has bottomed. Here, the greatest risk of loss, MTI high levels, disciplined investors avoid buying near market tops and begin taking profits to limit exposure and raise cash for the next blast off phase. As the market is going down, emotional investors don't have sell rules. So they hold on to falling stocks until they can't take it anymore and sell close to the bottom. That's the fear, that's the greed combined into one in this indicator that lets you know, holy smokes, what have I done? What have I done? Remember, folks, this is more of an educational video. Understanding these two big emotions when it comes down to investing in the market of greed and fear, and not succumbing to those, and having a natural way of being able to navigate through the emotional market cycle. Thank you for joining me for this. If you're not a subscriber to this channel and you love the content, folks, one, hit the like button. Two, hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. This content is by far some of the best content on YouTube, and we don't want you to miss out on it. Share this content as well. Folks, until the next time, this video is over. See ya. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.